Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Hilda F. Booth is our very special guest, and she is a Qigong instructor, the Dragon's Way certification, part one and part two, and spent quite a bit of time in China and studying there. And I'll let her tell you. But Hilda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
First of all, do I have the pronunciation correct? Is it Qigong?
It is Qigong.
Yeah, it's an ancient form, right? It's an ancient form that I imagine a lot of people don't know a lot about, and maybe we can, you could inform us in a little bit. But first, if you don't mind, let's get a little bit of your history, and if you don't mind, let's start from the beginning. Where were you born? Where were you raised?
I was born in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and raised about 7 miles from there on a small farm.
And your early childhood, did it have anything to do with the Asia or the Orient?
No, I'm Scottish and Irish and a little Welsh thrown in.
It's as far from China as you can get,
Yeah, it really didn't come over the radar. but when it did, it came over in a big way.
Yeah. Were your parents or anyone interested in the Far East?
No, I don't know that we had. Well, some of my cousins were in the Far East during World War II, but except for them, there really wasn't any connection to the Far East.
When was your first recognition of Eastern culture, and whether it's spiritual or physical, historical? What was your first impact?
I guess I had a little exposure in college. And a little in the Navy, not much, but there were a lot of Filipinos in the Navy at that point. But it didn't really start so much until I was in my late, almost 50, in my late 40s.
You see, I think that's fascinating, and that's inspirational, because so many people think if you don't learn something at a young age, or if you don't master something at a young age, there's no mastering it. And it's just not true. And you're living proof of that. And I think somehow when you get inspired a little later on in life, that somehow you appreciate it more, and you could absorb things more. And it's a choice. It's nothing that's thrust upon you. Comment on that if you don't mind.
Well, it was a choice, because I had, in my late 30s, had developed arthritis. And then later on, another doctor said that it was fibromyalgia, and supposedly there are no cures for those two ailments. And I went to a workshop for my counselor license, and Qigong was a 3-day pre-conference workshop. And I asked my rheumatologist what he thought about it. He said, I never heard of it. Why don't you try it and see what happens? And he was quite open to alternative things. And when I got there, I had tendonitis in both my elbows. And it was December, rainy, not nice weather. And after the first half day, I noticed that it felt like a vice had just lifted off my body. And the symptoms just got less and less. And by the end, I practiced every day. By the end of December, I was off of medicine. And I've been taking a lot. And I haven't taken it since. That was in 1993.
Wow.
So I haven't taken any medicine for arthritis since. And I have to keep practicing. Otherwise, I'll see a symptom now and again. But I generally practice some form or something every day.
Let me remind folks, if they're just joining us a little late or turning on their radios or their computers a little late, Hilda F. Booth is our very special guest, and she is a Qigong instructor and the Dragon's Way certification, part one and two. is the methodology she took to get there, to get certified, and just wonderful. And again, it's something that she picked up later on in life. And I said this just a couple of minutes ago, but I'll reiterate it. I think when you learn something later on in life, that it's more important to you. It's a real choice. It's your choice. It's not your parents' choice. It's not the school's choice.
It really is your choice, and it's your discipline to continue doing it. Now, my sister, after I learned it, she went to a couple of workshops with me, and she practiced. She started around 70 when she started it. And then my mother started it when she was 90. She would practice with me every day. And when she was 90, just about 92 and a half, she said she just couldn't do it anymore. She died at 93. So, but it really helped her a lot. So it's good stuff.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier that in describing the day, you said it was rainy and it was just not a nice day. Is that significant in your condition when you have arthritis?
For arthritis, for most people, foggy, rainy weather is not comfortable. It sort of feels like you have a toothache in your bones, and you have a lot of pressure in your body. So.
Wow.
But the Qigong, as I say, when the first half day, while I was learning it, it felt like a vice lifted off of my body. At the end of the week, I didn't have tendonitis anymore, and I haven't had it since.
Has your doctor responded to, I'm sure he was thrilled.
Oh, he responded favorably to it, and he was really happy. And I learned to do it the first week in December, and I was dismissed from the rheumatologist in June.
Wow.
So it
wonderful.
And I would send information to him. Occasionally he would send a student. But, you know, it's really hard to motivate people with arthritis and fibromyalgia to try to change.
Yeah. Wow.
It's really hard. I mean, I've done several workshops and things for fibromyalgia groups, and they get angry with me when I tell them that I healed my arthritis and fibromyalgia with Qigong.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's hard. You know, there's a paradigm that we see on all things that we learn or that, you know, that we've developed, and when somebody gives you an alternative way of looking at life or an issue or a problem or a crisis, you know, people are reluctant to join unless they're totally desperate or if they have some kind of open mind. What did you categorize yourself as? Were you desperate at that point
I was diagnosed with it? I was like 39.
Yeah.
And I told my doctor, I said, this stuff is not going to get me. It's not going to stop me. And I was taught some physical therapy, and I did those religiously twice a day. And things got better, and then I learned to do water exercise for arthritis, and that things got better. But I never could completely get off of the medicine until I learned Qigong. And that was just, it was almost miraculous the way it felt, because I hadn't had the symptoms since.
You know, you mentioned before, and I should have responded immediately, but we thank you for your service in the Navy. If I'm remembering this correctly, and I was just reading up a little bit on you, you spent a couple years in the Navy, but also 12 years in the Navy Reserves. Is that correct?
Well, I was in, I think it was 14 years altogether. I was active duty 2.5 years. And we were right in the middle of Vietnam, and I didn't see any reason to take my name off the list.
Yeah.
So I just left it on the list until they got tired of having me on it and sent me a discharge.
Wow, that's true. Well, listen, thank you for your service and to everyone out there. I have two nephews in the Navy, and I have a brother-in-law. My wife's brother is just retired as a brigadier general in the Army, and so we appreciate service folks here. That's for sure. But do you think your background in the Navy You know, and again, you know, tough folks in the Navy, tough folks in the military. Do you think it aided you when you were when this problem was in front of you and you said, I'm not going to let this kill me. I'm not going to let this dominate my life. Do you think the Navy training had anything to do with
well,
this?
Well, I always had strength, but the Navy training helped me to channel the strength. And for my career as a counselor, that my Navy training was the best thing that I ever did. In lots of ways, because you learn in a year of in the Navy, you learn what it takes you 10 years to live on the, learn on the outside. Leadership qualities, how to read people, all of that stuff. You learn it really quickly. You have to. And I was proud because I had six nephews follow me into the Navy, one go into the Marine Corps, and one go into the Air Force.
Thanks to all of them, too. Hilda F. Booth is our very special guest. Qigong instructor, the Dragon's Way certification, part one and two. Frank McKay here with Hilda F. Booth. Explain, if you don't mind, the Dragon's Way certification. I know that's it's a methodology of learning Qigong, but can you give us a overview?
Yes. Well, let me first tell you that it used to be the Dragon's Way, but the name has been changed now to Dragon's Way Qigong.
Gotcha. Okay.
Dragon's Way is, it initially was formed to as a weight loss stress management practice. And I went through, I started in September and was allowed to teach in the following October. It's 9 months, but we had four weekend meetings where we were there for 3 days and practiced intensely. And the thing is, they taught us how to teach it because we were in groups and each person had to teach. And we ended up teaching all of the movements by the end of the training. And we had to do like a practice teaching of after we'd gone through all of the meetings to learn. But Qigong, Qi means energy or vital life force, and Gong means practice. So translated literally, Qigong means energy practice. But it's more than just energy. It's considered to be the vital life force. Everything existing has qi of one form or another. So we first learned the movements, and then we learned to teach the movements. But we also learned the philosophy and how to teach the connection of the organs based on the five elements theory. And we learned how to teach people how to what kind of foods were good for which organs and how to cook those. I taught them how to cook those foods because in the Deep South, very few people know how to cook Chinese food.
Yeah.
So I added that. I didn't charge for that part of it. I added it to the end of the class. Well, at first it started out having each person bring a vegetable for the particular meal for that particular organ we were studying that week. And then it got to the point that the vegetable that needed to go in first was brought last. So I had we experimented with a lot through the years, but I'm kind of trying to get away from the food part of it because everybody thinks about the food and they don't want to think about the exercise or how they take care of their bodies and how they learn to listen to their bodies. And I think that's probably one of the most beneficial parts of the whole thing is that people learn to listen to their bodies and kind of sense what needs to be done.
Is there a significant meditation involved?
We have, for the Dragon's Way itself, we have the Dragon Stance Between Heaven and Earth meditation. It's a standing, all of our meditations are standing meditations. And then I teach another one called Qigong for breast health, and we also use the Dragon's Way for that one. And then there are several other meditations that are used for some other things that I don't teach, but I know how to do. But those two, the Qigong for breast health and Dragon's Way Qigong, are the two that I'm certified to teach.
You know, I mentioned that it goes back a long time, ancient. Is
at
that
least,
true?
Yeah. At least 5,000 years. There have been statues and caves, found in caves in China, of people in the Qigong postures that go back at least 5,000 years. It's the ancestor of Tai Chi, Bagua, and the other martial arts in China. But what I teach deals with health, not the martial. I've done Tai Chi, but it didn't speak to me. Qigong did. I've done yoga. It didn't speak to me, but Qigong did. And I tell my people, you know, find what works for you and do it.
When you say it speaks to you, what do you think it was that connected you to Qigong over the other disciplines?
Because why go to the child when you can go back to the grandparent?
Right.
I mean, why go to, when you can go back to the source, why go with something else?
Yeah.
If, you know, go straight to the top. Don't deal with the underlings.
No, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. It's amazing. And I think, like from the public relations standpoint, Tai Chi gets, at least here, and I'm from New York, but, you know, I've spent time in the South. I travel all over the place. Tai Chi, you hear about so much more than Qigong. I think people, if they understood that Qigong was the father or the grandfather of Tai Chi, that more people would look into it. But some for some reason...
Well, there are probably several reasons. The Chan movies, all of the Tai Chi movies, they've been going back for a long, long, long time. And people want to have that image. But in China, since Tiananmen Square, Tai Chi is legal. Qigong may or may not be, depending on who's interpreting it.
No kidding.
So,
wow.
So you can do Tai Chi in the parks now in China, but you can't do Qigong in the parks. And it used to be Qigong was in the parks all the time. So, and you can't have a leader with a group of people following them in China. So what the teachers do is they may teach Qigong and call it Tai Chi, because Tai Chi is legal. But some teachers live in gated communities and only accept foreign students.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The whole subject is fascinating.
And they'll tell you, don't talk to about Qigong or do any practices outside of this house.
That makes it even more appealing, you know, more the forbidden nature of it.
Yes, the forbidden fruit, yeah.
Hilda F. Booth, again, is our very special guest. Frank McKay here reminding everyone, Qigong instructor extraordinaire, Dragon's Way Qigong. Hopefully I have that right.
Right. That's correct.
Dragon's Way Qigong is where she's certified, part one and part two. And, again, just a fascinating subject, and I'm hooked.
If you're in New York, call the TCM World Foundation. Just give me a second and I'll give you the phone number.
Yeah.
That's my grandmaster Nan Lu is my teacher, and they're at the Traditional Chinese Medicine World Foundation. It's on Manhattan. Can't remember the street, but their phone number. Oh, I don't have the phone. I have the website here.
Yeah.
TCMworld.org.
TCMworld.org. I mean, this this is a real commitment of yours. This is unbelievable. This is
they offer the 6-week Dragon Way class several times a year at the center in New York City. Wait a minute, I got something with the address and phone number. Right, it was right beside me. Hold on just a second. I got it.
While you're looking, I'm going to remind everyone, Hilda F. Booth is our very special guest, and again, instructor in Qigong, an ancient form of, you know, I was going to say martial arts. I don't want to give a...
no, it's not. It's prior not, to martial
arts. Prior to martial arts.
Prior to martial arts.
Goes back a very, very long way. And it is the grandfather of Tai Chi and everything else. TCMworld.org is where you can go to check out some information. And that is the... go ahead.
TCM World Foundation, 34 West 27th Street, 12th floor.
All right.
West. And Grandmaster Liu is a practicing physician of Chinese medicine.
Wow. Wow. Tell us a little before we go. Tell us real quick about China. How many trips to China did you have? And give us a rundown.
I had four trips. The first trip was a month, and we practiced 12 hours a day, 6 days a week with half a day off on Sunday. And then the next time I went, it was not quite as rigid. I was there for about a month, and we practiced 8 hours a day. And we had a day off, but it wasn't always on Sunday. But we did have a day off once a week. And after, well, actually, I had been a student of Luke Chan, who was the teacher in China before I was with Master Liu. And so he turned the classes over to me after a while. And his son, when SARS came up, his little boy had something. They didn't diagnose it as SARS, but it was kind of like that. So he would turn the class over to me a lot to go take care of the baby. So I got a lot of teaching experience there. And China, it's really, well, I was in southern China in a town called Songshan. You fly into Hong Kong and get a ferry, and 90 minutes upriver is Songshan. Really nice, pleasant area. It wasn't quite as communistic as the rest of China.
Yeah. Just, yeah. And, it's fascinating.
And,
yeah.
And the governor there told, I can't remember which one was the premier at that time, but he told him if communism was so good, why don't you just open the gates to Hong Kong and see how many people stay in China? And they did. They did. And they were, Hong Kong was clogged. They couldn't get any more people in there. It was just like there was a mass exodus.
Wow.
And it didn't. And the gate didn't stay open very long.
No. Yeah. That was a quick invitation. Well, listen. Let me. Just wonderful work that you've done here, Hilda F. Booth. Thrilled to have you. Qigong instructor, Dragon's Way Qigong, and her certification is in part one and part two of Dragon's Way Qigong. Used to be called The Dragon's Way, but now Dragon's Way Qigong. And thrilled to have her. And again, check out tcmworld.org, and you'll see some info there. In closing, give us a website or a social media site where people can follow along with what you're doing. Do you have anything like that for yourself?
I really don't have a website or a social. I don't put my Qigong stuff on social media.
Well, listen, just
because I've had some issues, and I don't want, there are things I just don't want to put up with.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think we understand that there's good and bad to social media, that's for sure. But Hilda, thank you very much for sharing here with us. And again, tcmworld.org. Is where you go and find out much more about Qigong. And Hilda F. Booth has been really a breath of fresh air explaining to us, and certainly got my interest up. Hilda, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
And congratulations on all your success and the certifications and everything else. It's a huge accomplishment. And so congratulations and thank you to Hilda. But to all of you, again, go to tcmworld.org. It sounds like a life-changing experience. Very ill with arthritis and other ailments, and Qigong was the answer. And, you know, doctor didn't know what it was, but certainly knows now what it is. And Hilda didn't know much about it. And, you know, a three-day course or whatever it was changed her life. And if you're suffering from any of those ailments or other things, it's Just a wonderful way of life and a way to change your life. Qigong is the word, and that's a Q-U-I in the beginning there. And Hilda F. Booth, once again, has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.